Namaste, this is Richa, Richa Badami. Thank you so much for being here. Let's continue our journey of pausing for power. Pausing for power in these precarious times, in this time of heightened uncertainty, of heightened confusion and stress and anxiety. Let's pause for power in these precarious times. I hope you've had an opportunity to listen to the previous meditations. In today's recording, in this meditation, I'd like to introduce the topic of tapping. Tapping into the body's innate wisdom and built-in technology. You can't go outside, go inside. I found this statement to be so profound. If you can't go outside, go inside. And that's true. Let's use this time to go inside. And in the spirit of going inside, I thought about a friend of mine who I've known for many, many years, who is a professional tapping expert. Tapping is a technique that is used to release and relieve many conditions. And one of the more common uses is stress and anxiety, and also post-traumatic stress disorder or PTSD. Tapping has been shown and proven to be very effective and beneficial for many cases of PTSD, like the Veterans Administration, for nurses, caregivers, hospitals. And Bev, my friend Bev, has taught for decades this tool, taught this technique to many hundreds of people. I had the opportunity to have a conversation with her earlier, and I've made a small video, demonstration video for everyone. So after this recording, if you feel drawn to exploring the innate wisdom in your body through this technique of tapping, I hope that you will take a moment to just explore that. I did experience a short demonstration with her, and it was so simple. And to think of it as we are already whole, holistically built to engineer our own healing and activate our own channels of life force energy, the meridians that we have in us, just like we use the breath. We use visualization, and we use these techniques that are already ever-present with us to find healing and transformation and health and wellness. Just like that, tapping is a tool that can help us during these times. I'd be curious and look forward to hearing from you on how this technique has helped you. In this meditation today, I want us to go on a journey of tapping in to our own body's wisdom. Yes, the physical technique of tapping might be something we are doing on a physical plane with our fingers and tapping on our skin and our body gently and lightly to activate those meridians. But what is happening when that happens? When we do that, what is happening to those meridians? Where is that energy going? What is getting unstuck? What's getting unblocked? What is shifting? You're probably aware of this word called qi, which means energy. In Chinese, this word is called qi. In Sanskrit, it's called prana. In Japanese, it is called ki. Some call it Holy Spirit. And there are many words for it in all the cultures and religions of the world. This qi energy or prana energy flows through us in meridians. And meridians are used in other complementary medicine and practices such as acupuncture with needles, acupressure with pressure points. In Siddha, Marma, Ayurveda, in the ancient healing modalities, meridians and these channels of energy have been used for thousands of years, 5,000, 10,000 and more years. This is an ancient knowledge. This engineering, this system, this technology is very much a part of us. We are born with it, we carry it our entire lives, and many of us are not aware that it exists. I see this meditation today as an opportunity to dive into our own inner technology and use the programming that we already have and activate with the key, the tool of tapping. Our body goes through stress and strain, our thoughts get engaged in the events and our circumstances. And that creates many different responses in our body that lead to a lack of ease. That lack of ease turns into sometimes into disease. Dis-ease, lack of ease. By activating our own inner technology, we can bring back the flow, energy flow, which then supports our organs, our glands, and restores ease, brings us back to health. So I'd like you to take a moment right now and create an environment for you internally and take a journey to explore the inner workings of the technology in your body, the inner wisdom. And let's awaken the seeing, the eye that sees inside, within. So closing your two eyes and opening the inner eye, begin to explore and dive in to what's on the inside of your body. Visualize these streams, meridians, all the way up from the top of your head down to the soles of your feet. There are many, many channels of energy that have been used in modalities that have come down from generation after generation in the East. Shiatsu, Ayurveda, acupuncture. Visualize these streams, these threads, these lanes, and imagine there may be places that there is a constriction or a block or a traffic jam, if you will, of energy. And just with even your breath, breathing in, breathing out, visualize that traffic jam clears. And it goes from red to green. That is the power of your inner technology. Because when that traffic clears, when that block clears, the energy flows again and rises up again. And that encourages the body to heal, to become whole and healthy. So hopefully you are in a comfortable position. Take a deep breath in and breathe out. And breathe in and breathe out. And with your eyes closed, every time you breathe in and breathe out, visualize the breath taking these different ramps, exit ramps, and going off into these lanes and highways and back roads in your body, traveling down into each finger, all the way through your back. Visualize all the nerves and the veins and the arteries and meridians and channels, and see them just flushed with this energy of breath and awareness, all the way down through your legs, your knees, calves, feet, soles of your feet, and in every single toe. If you feel called to it, slowly visualize an activation in all your energy meridians, all over your body. Visualize a clearing, a shift, a healing. You don't have to know what it is. Perhaps the only thought you may have is, I release all that which no longer serves me. And with every breath in, you invite yourself to release some more. And with every breath out, you let go. I release everything that no longer serves me, known or unknown, conscious or subconscious. I release, I let go of everything that no longer serves me. I let go of pain and stress and strain. I let go of memories and people and events and experiences. I let go, I let go, I let go. Health is restored. Healing is restored. Health and healing I allow healing. I allow wholeness. I allow my health to be restored. I activate the wisdom of my body. I work with my body. I honor, I listen, I deepen my connection to myself. With this vessel, with this temple that has been given to me in this life, I am one with all there is. I assimilate this physical reality and I enter into a deep connection and knowing of who I am. Through the gift of embodying this physical form, I awaken the inner intelligence of my body. And I prepare myself to step into this journey, to experience emotional freedom. From all things that have been accruing, continuing to layer upon layer, add on, compound my entire life. And with the catalyst of other new trauma and stresses having an impact on me, I let it go. With every breath, as you continue to visualize the clearing, internal clearing and cleansing and detoxification of thought through every cell and molecule, every vein and nerve and artery in your body, in the bones and the joints and the ligaments, from head to toe, all around, all within, inside and out. Visualize the release. And gently, as you continue to enter into this space, I hope that you will take some time to be with yourself in a way that brings you in touch with and reconnects you with your physical body, and that you will take a few moments to explore the technique of tapping. The link to the training with Bev is available for you on this page. And as I had shared previously in previous episodes, I will keep bringing to you more resources and tools and wisdom from professionals in the field of self-improvement, medicine, energy work, and healing to support you on your journey, so that you can pause for power every day and take care of yourself so that you can be a bright light for your own journey. and for others. I look forward to hearing from you on how tapping has helped you and what your experiences have been. So please leave a comment and remember, I am here for you. So do not hesitate to lean in anytime. To your health, happiness and wholeness. Namaste.